Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
3 weeks ago, Governor Ralph Northam asked healthcare providers to start collecting more data about the race of people who've been diagnosed with COVID-19. Now we've got a better idea about the racial inequities here in Virginia. Alexandria Health Director Stephen Herring says African Americans are being hospitalized at higher rates based on a number of factors.
The virus itself doesn't discriminate, but the impact it has on people does, according to their income, type of job, whether they have a job or not, whether the job has sick benefits. For instance, if you're ill, can you take off and still get paid?
Freddie Mejia, the Commonwealth Institute, says he's concerned the Hispanic population makes up about 20% of the population in Fairfax County, but more than 50% of the COVID-19 cases there.
There's some real concerns around, are we really reaching the communities that we need to, how this data is being reported, and what the state could do better in order to show these really important discrepancies and inequities in COVID outcomes.
Some states are releasing localized case numbers by zip code, but so far, Virginia is declining to release that level of detail, and about a third of the cases reported to the Virginia Department of Health don't include any information about race. Michael Pope,